This is Jay Sekulow. In an unbelievable move of arrogance, the White House makes resets appointments on January 4th, but they wait 2 days to get an opinion from the Department of Justice.
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Broadcast 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, that song by John Schlitt coming off of a brand new album that'll be released in towards the end of February, early March. We'll have more about that. Great song. We'll be playing that for the next few weeks. Let me tell you this, though, folks. I mean, you talk about arrogance. How about this one? The Department of Justice issues a legal opinion on January 6th saying the president's recess appointments were constitutional. Only one problem. You know when the recess appointments were made? January 4th. 2 days before the opinion. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. An unbelievable act of imperialistic arrogance by the White House. Unreal in precedent, unreal in scope, unconstitutional in action. Jordan Thaner in her offices in Washington, D.C., and boy, is that town buzzing with this latest revelation.
Well, Dad, I think what you first see is that the fact is that the backdating. Everyone looked at this. They said, wait, it wasn't as if DOJ was holding this to release it to the public. They didn't write this until after the fact. And it's not a two-pager. It's 23 pages of, you know, very deep constitutional law, which means they're struggling to really justify what the president did here, which is what I've been saying all along, Dad. If it was just a recess appointment, they wouldn't need a 23-page memo if it was just the normal kind of operating of the president. This is unprecedented. It's new. And they are acknowledging that throughout. I mean, this is not a something that's been historic or part of the precedent of presidential power. And I think this memo, again, being backdated, tells you how much President Obama cared what it meant to the Constitution.
Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel issued its opinion about the legality of this on January 6th, but the act of the president already had taken place. So that's what's wrong here. I mean, you had the Department of Justice opining after the fact. That's not how lawyers give legal advice. Stan, what's your reaction on Capitol Hill?
You named it. I mean, a January 6th memo justifying a January 4th action, that is nothing but covering your tracks. That's what I'm hearing on the Hill. And, Jay, the other thing is this memo starts with the conclusion, and then it fills in the justifications. Let me just give you one example. They say that the window that qualifies for these appointments is January 3rd to January 23rd, and they say the reason for that is because substantive business didn't happen till December 23rd. Well, then how does the president know that more substantive business isn't going to happen between January 3rd and January 23rd? Those dates haven't happened yet. So the memo just kind of falls back on itself over and over again.
Yeah, unbelievable. Folks, here's what we've got. We have got a petition up right now that it's telling President Obama what he did was unconstitutional, demanding a retraction of these appointments and also taking our Constitution back. Let me say first, I am happy to report that as of right now, online, we have 54,789 people have signed up online alone. When you add phones to that, Jordan, we're probably over 60,000 at this point. But here's what we want to do. Now that we've got the release and we know that the appointments were made 2 days before legal justification, by the way, we think the Department of Justice analysis completely flawed, contrary to 90 years of precedent. But the fact is, it was 2 days after the appointments were made. Folks, this is the time for you to take direct action. Have your voice heard. Do not let a president become a king. Here's the phone number for you to sign on to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online, as over 54,000 people have. Or you call us right now. No imperial presidency in the United States. Folks, let's get our Constitution back. Sign on to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Is the number. That's 800-684-3110. New song from John Slit, our good friend. It's coming off his new CD. It's called Faith and Freedom, and that's what we're talking about. Here's the issue. Department of Justice issues a memorandum. By the way, they only released it to us now, dated January 6th, regarding these, in our view, unlawful, unconstitutional recess appointment. Only problem is, you know when the president made the appointment? 2 days before he got the Department of Justice opinion, which either means he doesn't think a whole lot of his Department of Justice, or this is nothing but a smokescreen and cover. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, if there was ever a time for you to take back your Constitution, you see what they've done here? They do an illegal act, in our view, an unconstitutional act, and 2 days later seek legal advice for cover. That's not the way it works under our constitutional republic. You call in right now. Add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Easy way for you to sign up, aclj.org. Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming in. People upset about this. They want to talk politics as well. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, Carol's in New Jersey on line 6. Carol, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Where's the Republican Party? Why are they not in an uproar? Because if the Republicans had done this, the Democratic Party would be all over the news. Where's the news? Why isn't this being carried?
Well, let me tell you this. You're in a political season, so a lot of people are covering, the media is covering a lot of the debates. I did, if you go to aclj.org, I did a Fox News piece on this a few days ago. I may well be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast this afternoon talking about this. But here's what's happened. I mean, you bring up a good question, Carol, but the administration has played it fast and loose. They made the recess appointment. They then went into basically a situation where there was low media coverage. Then we brought attention to it, which got senators acting. And Fan and Jordan, we need to point out here, the United States Congress is not just taking this lying down. They are acting.
Yeah, Jay,
I think it's absolutely right. I mean, Than could talk. There's been a couple of ways that we had a member of Congress on, Congressman Gosar, look at what the House of Representatives can do. And, of course, you've already heard from senators like Senator Grassley saying, hey, you know what, if you're going to play, if this is the new, you know, ground, it's the new game, and you've set the new rules of the game here, then this is it. We just won't allow another appointment through at all. We're just going to stop them all. And that's going to take the Senate really taking a stand. You got Citigroup now, Dad, the bank, looking at filing a lawsuit here. The Chamber of Commerce looking at filing lawsuits here. So
this
is far from over.
As well.
Far from over. And what's very scary about this, if this precedent changes, because of a 23-page memo written after the fact, which means the president could care less what he was doing. This was about politics to him. If it changes, it changes for every president from here on out, and that takes away a significant power, a check that Congress has, that the American people elect those members of Congress so that they have. It takes it away. I mean, it becomes a very different situation, and you can put in very controversial people and with a lot of power without any congressional oversight.
Here's the other thing. We just got this opinion, by the way. It's 23 pages, so we're going to be analyzing it today. But here's the problem. We've already made the analysis. They're not in recess. This was put in place, by the way, by the Democrats. So they're trying to undo their own poison, if you will. They took a poison pill, and now they're trying to turn it around the other way. Here's the difficulty. What is very clear, though, is that the administration made the appointment 2 days before they got the opinion from the Department of Justice, which means basically they didn't care about the opinion from the Department of Justice. So, Than, here's the question to you, and then we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. What is the congressional move right now? I know we've gotten action. We know that Senator Grassley, Senator Cornyn, Senator Hatch, and others, Senator Sessions, have sent letters off. What is the latest?
Yeah, that letter that you referenced, Jay, which was sent on behalf of all the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, that's actually the key here, because you know when that letter was sent? That letter was sent on January 6th, the same day that this legal justification came out. So it was clear that the members of the Senate knew about this action before the president even had this so-called legal advice on it. So what I think is going to happen here is that this backdating of the memo and this step that just came out today, that is going to trigger further action in the Senate. And I think you're going to see the Republican leadership take the side of the Senate Judiciary Committee and really engage, really push back, really demand answers from the Attorney General on this and on why this went down in this fashion.
All right, folks, here's what I want to do. Right now, I've got 54,846 of you signed up online. I want to get to the next break when we go to the next break in a few minutes and be over 55,000. So go to aclj.org. We've had about 130, 140 people have called online. I'd like to be that well over 250. You go to the phones at 1-877-989-2255. We've got the momentum, folks, because you can hear it, we've got the evidence. 1-877-989-2255 if you want to take your Constitution back. Opposing an imperial presidency. I mean, if you can imagine if George Bush did this move, what the reaction would be? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to take our Constitution back, demanding the president retract and also demanding congressional action. As I said, we're at 54,846. I want to be over 55,000. Want to be well over 250 on the phones. So again, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Holly's calling from Arkansas on line one. Holly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Good. My question to you is, do you think that if Mitt Romney is our nominee, do you think that he could win against Obama?
In a head-to-head, it's going to – look, here's my view on the election. Folks, it's going to be razor thin. Now, the Rasmussen poll that came out today shows that Mitt Romney would have the best chance of defeating Barack Obama. However, if you're on the Democratic side and listening to this broadcast, you know this too. This is going to be an unbelievably close election decided by a few states with a very slim margin either way. I mean, no, I don't think anybody can call it right now. It's still way early, and we don't know if Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee yet. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to be a very close election any way you cut it.
Yeah, and I think that these issues that are critical to the Constitution will start taking more and more center stage once the nominee is more certain. I mean, Holly, I know a lot of people are assuming this is, Mitt Romney's nomination at this point, but South Carolina is going to get tough and nasty. And if you live in South Carolina, you're used to that. But it's just a place where politics can get ugly. And if he gets through that and he becomes the nominee, then you're going to start seeing the political process changes. Not so much about Republicans fighting Republicans anymore. People have some time to heal their wounds and get back to really making the difference. What's different about me than President Obama? How would I change things? How would I govern differently? It goes from foreign policy, domestic policy, and the respect for the U.S. Constitution. But the truth is, when you look at it, Dad, this election is going to come down exactly what you said. There's no blowout. It's not like 2008. It's not like 2004. It's closer to what happened in 2000. That's what kind of election this is going to be. This is going to come down to the wire. We know the country's divided. It will be about turnout in a handful of states that can swing the election one way or the other. I mean, you look at what's in play, and it's only a few places that are left that are really,
within the margin of error anymore.
That's
states
exactly
that are
right.
Left.
It's going to be very, very close. Hey, folks, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go. Jordan, who's next?
Dwayne in Georgia on line four. Dwayne, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good.
I believe what President Obama did was unconstitutional, and I believe he needs to retract those appointments. And if he doesn't, legal action should be taken against
him. Well, let me tell you what they're doing on the legal action. The Senate's looking at it. We're looking at it. The Chamber of Commerce is looking at it. I've got a research team that's looking at it. The question is legal standing, getting into court. That's going to be the way that these things move forward. The fact is, what is the Than, what's the Senate view on potential legal action here?
Actually been talking to Senate offices today on that. Obviously, Jay, as you mentioned, the hurdle for that is a bit higher. We're seeing if we can get there. There's certainly going to be standing for private entities that are impacted by these regulations. We're trying to ferret out those questions right now. But Jay, listen, this is not just Republicans. Remember, we should be talking to Democrats, too, because previous senators like Senator Ted Kennedy, Senator Bobby Byrd from the Democrat side of the aisle have agreed with us on this. They believe in the constitutional prerogative of the Senate to be a part of this process. So this is sort of a, the executive against the legislative branch issue as much as it is Republican versus Democrat. Actually, it's more so that way.
All right, folks, here's what we've got. Let me just get everybody updated. The president made these very controversial recess appointments to very powerful agencies on January 4th. No legal cover. On January 6th, he gets a letter, a 21 or 23-page opinion letter from the Department of Justice 2 days after he made the appointments. That happens to coincide with the same day that the Department of Justice received a letter from guess who? The Senate Republicans on the Judiciary Committee. So you understand exactly what's going on here, folks. If this wasn't a Republican in the White House, could you imagine the media attention on this? Could you imagine the outcry from the left? It would be unbelievable. But instead, it's a muted response. Now, here's what we're doing. We have right now 54,875 signatures online, probably another 4,000 through the phones. What I want you to do as we get ready to go to a break, go to aclj.org. You can sign the petition online. I want to come back and be at least at 54,900, a little bit over that. So go to aclj.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign on, become a part of this team, demanding a retraction from unconstitutional appointments and taking back our United States Constitution. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. I'm happy to report I think we may have hit our goal or getting very close online, folks. I want to get to 55,000 online. We're at 54,906. So go to aclj.org and sign on to that petition again, or go to the phones also. That it all counts here, folks. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Again, if you're just joining us, president makes three very controversial appointments during a so-called recess, except it wasn't a recess. He does it on January 4th. Senators write a letter demanding a legal response. The Justice Department then issues its opinion to the president 2 days after he makes the appointment. So that tells you something. It's not even a good cover-up. Again, so if you want to engage on this issue, it's very easy to do. Sign up at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, Carl's calling from Florida online too. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carl.
Yeah, I signed the petition 2 days ago.
Great, thank you very much.
My real concern, I'm very concerned about the fact that if Romney becomes our president, what about our Christian values? What about I don't think the Mormons believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you know? So,
well, I mean, here's the thing on the theology. I think what you've got to look at right now, and on this program, we cannot endorse nor oppose candidates. We talk about their issues. Here's how the faith issue plays into it. The question is not whether the president shares your theology. Do they share your worldview? Because, and I make this example, Jimmy Carter shared a lot of people's theology, but he did not share their worldview. So I think you got to focus on how do they view freedom, liberty, the judiciary, foreign policy, and foreign affairs. That should be the litmus test from a Christian worldview or from a biblical worldview generally. That's how we should be viewing this, not so much as a theological test because that hasn't worked out so well. So it's how does that candidate align with your particular worldview on the policies that matter most to you, Jordan? And I think that's what people are starting to understand around the country on a whole host of issues for all of these candidates, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. People are starting to understand that.
I mean, listen, if it comes down to the theology of Jesus Christ and what that means to you versus Governor Romney, then, I mean, you would have to also possibly disqualify a candidate who was Jewish or, you know, didn't believe that Christ was divine. I mean, you could go down the list. And I think it's more about the idea that we always are protecting that, which is the Judeo-Christian heritage and the constitutionalism and the respect for the Constitution. And that's what you have to personally decide if that candidate has or doesn't have. Not their personal beliefs. You're never really going to know that about anybody. But what kind of values do they expound on? Constitutionalism, they have respect for our law and for our Judeo-Christian heritage. I think Governor Romney said we're one nation under God. That's what makes us unique. He said that in his speech in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I think that's echoed by a lot of people. Do we have that bite? We're going to find that bite. I'll play it in a moment. By the way, just give everybody an update. I said I wanted to be at 55,000 online. We're at 54,956. So we are 44 online signatures away from getting to my goal of 55,000 for today. So go to aclj.org, sign up there. Or if you can't get to your computer, simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This petition is growing, folks. It is conceivable that we get to 100,000 signatures on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. To answer the last question, here's what Governor Romney said.
In difficult times, we can't abandon the core values that define us as a unique nation. We are one nation under God.
And I think that acknowledgement by the nominees, and I think most of the candidates would acknowledge that, is important. But the reality is you got to look at the issues and where they stand. Back to the phones we go.
Yeah, let's go to Ronnie calling from California, online 6. Ronnie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
Yes, hi. I really appreciate everything that you're doing. I shouldn't say we. There are 9 of us here. We're in business.
Great.
We call all the time. And I lost my member services telephone number, and I got this one number. And I said, wow, I've got about 5 or 10 minutes. So I've been wanting to call in to say this one thing. It's real short.
Okay.
all over the place. I mean, we've been hearing Obama has promised to transform this and transform that and transform this, but basically transform our country. And I'm going to put out, and maybe people will pick up on this, but he hasn't transformed anything. What he's done is he's deformed things.
Well, I mean, I think he's transformed things all right. Now I understand what you're saying with deformed. This is a European socialist-style governance. That is what the president looks for. And the foreign policy issues, I think, Jordan, have been, and Than, have been disastrous.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we look at what's happening in Iran, and we're not even talking about the foreign policy right now, about the IAEA former director saying Iran's got the nuclear weapon material, not nuclear, but nuclear weapon material within a year. You've got, the controversies in Afghanistan now, Pakistan, possibly a military coup there. The Arab Spring has been disastrous. We're meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood. They've confirmed that, White House officials. We've also confirmed, Dad, that the White House is ready to work with the Taliban in Afghanistan. So you think about the foreign policy changes, and I think then you look at just presidential power. How much federal power can the federal government grab? And, of course, the president himself. And he's got his congressional allies. I mean, that's the thing. Usually in history, Dad, regardless of party, they'd want to keep this power that they've had. And they're not standing up for it when it comes to his congressional Democrats, who are not defending the legality of it, but defending the president's action. Let's get back to the phones. Again, Nancy's calling from Maryland on line 3. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nancy.
And thank you for all the good you do for our country.
Thanks.
I appreciate your taking my call.
Sure.
I'd just like to make an appeal to the Ron Paul supporters that if Mr. Paul does not get the nomination, that they will support Romney. And I'm asking them to do this because I believe that Ron Paul will go ahead and be a third-party candidate, which would split the vote and would probably assure that Obama would have a win. So I just really want to see a Republican get into the White House.
Let me ask, hey, Than, what's the talk on Capitol Hill on a third-party run? He's got his son, Senator Rand Paul, is a U.S. Senator, Republican. Right. He runs as an independent. That's going to put his son in a very difficult spot.
Yeah, I think it'd be a difficult thing for him to do, Jay. And at the end of the day, I don't think he should do that. Now, here's the thing. I think the time has probably come for him to commit to that because, remember, we continue to have these GOP debates. We continue to have these GOP primaries. And I think it's a fair thing for a GOP voter to require people that participate in that process to commit to that at this point. So I think that he should probably come out and commit to it now. And it's something that he hasn't been willing to do.
Jordan, what's your sense of that one?
Yeah, I think it'd be highly unlikely, given the fact that what you've seen from Congressman Paul is, I think, a tacit acknowledgement of how far he can go in the primary. That's why he's said he's not, even though he's got plenty of money, not to compete in every state the same way and to focus in on caucuses where they allow independents. So I think what you have to take is being very clear throughout this whole process is that I don't think at the end of the day you're going to see a third-party run. But what I do see from a lot of Paul supporters, Dad, is that they're really not Republican voters anyway. They're kind of brought in from this independent side. I've seen plenty of them interviewed on television, young and old, saying, if he doesn't get the nomination, they're voting for Obama. So I'm not sure I'd be so worried about them, not voting
right.
Republican at all.
All right, folks, after this broadcast, I'm going to be reviewing the 23-page opinion by the Department of Justice. So we'll get you more on that. We want to keep these numbers going. We want this retraction from the president. We want to take our Constitution back. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or call us right now. Let's grab this Constitution back, folks. It's ours. 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition, joining almost 60,000 people. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.